The Hollywood Bets Sharks will be out to snap a two-match losing run this Friday night in the Vodacom United Rugby Championship. They lost to Leinster and then Lyon in their last two matches, and they will need to bounce back against Edinburgh in the URC. The side from Scotland will be a tough one. They beat the Bulls in the Challenge Cup last week, so are in good form. It's John Plumtree up against former Sharks coach Sean Everett on Friday. And the Sharks have welcomed back some big names. Eben Etzebeth is back for the first time since December, while Apelele Fassi, Grant Williams and Lokanyo Ama all in the travelling squad. A win on Friday will narrow the gap to the top three on the table and increase the gap to Munster in fifth place. Then moving to football news now. Aston Villa boss Unai Emery accepts that his team are up against it, but believes they have the quality to pull off an epic Champions League comeback tonight. They're going to the second leg of their quarterfinal with Paris Saint-Germain trailing the French club 3-1. Emery hopes that Villa Park, where they are unbeaten in 17 matches, can prove to be the difference.
We want to write here the history with Aston Villa, being so demanding in our process to get opportunities and believing we have to win with one more goal in our expectation.
The other match tonight, we'll see Barcelona take a 4-0 lead into their second leg against Borussia Dortmund in Germany. And then tomorrow, it is the big one. Arsenal will be hoping to complete an epic victory over Real Madrid over the two legs. They take a 3-0 lead to the Bernabeu tomorrow night. And finishing with some cricket from the IPL, the Punjab Kings are up against the Kolkata Knight Riders. The Kings won the toss, chose to bat first. Probably not the best decision when you look at what's going on there. 6.5 overs into their innings. They're currently 54-4. And they were at one stage 39-1, so they've fallen off a cliff there, lost four wickets for very little. Amongst the wickets, though, Harshad Rana has taken three, Varun Chakravarti with one. Henrik Nokia has returned to action. He's bowled one over so far, none for nine. Marco Jansen is in the Punjab Kings side. He's down to come in at number eight. So plenty of work to do for the Punjab Kings with the bat there. That's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Nick Tatham.